And welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are having a good day. This is going to be a ridiculously short episode because I'm just in slight pain because of my arm, but I'll get into that in a little while. As you can see, today is the 2021 Father's Day episode. I was actually quite stumped on what to do for this episode, and then I watched Ali Wong's comedy specials on Netflix, and she mentioned that it's really hard to be labeled a bad father, but really easy to be labeled a bad mother. And that got me thinking about our country. And that saying is essentially the crux of what our country is, because we have a lot of child-headed households, single parents, even grandparents raising their grandchildren, and it is difficult circumstances in which they do this. Because a lot of times there's not a lot of income in the household, especially with child-headed households. The rules have changed so much over the years that you have to be a certain age to work, and they aren't that age, so they either end up leaving school to work jobs that don't pay them enough, but it's some form of income, which is why they do it, or there's some sort of other means, but it's never enough. So it's this constant cycle of just trying to get by, but never actually thriving, only surviving, which is not nice. And it's not a nice topic to get into, so I don't want to. There's so much to dive into that I'm not ready, just as an individual, because it's such a heartbreaking thing to actually discuss this, that I'm just like, no, not doing this. That is not what today is about. My point I'm trying to get to is raising a child is hard enough as a couple, and doing it on your own is even harder, especially when you are a grandparent raising your grandchild, if you are a single parent raising a child, if you are a child raising your parent's child, because they are no longer there. Happy Father's Day to you. Gender doesn't matter, sexuality doesn't matter, age doesn't matter. If you are raising another person or being, you are a parent. Happy Parents' Day to you, and happy Father's Day, because you are teaching this being things they will need to know for the future. And it's hard to just get people to listen, let alone actually learn anything. So hats off to you. We, for Father's Day, actually spent a chill day at home. My father left the house early the morning for a meetup with his car club. They had a coffee Father's Day meeting thing early Sunday morning. When he came back, he relaxed, and then him and my sister went out. I injured my arm Friday evening, so I couldn't go out the entire weekend. I couldn't drive, I couldn't change gears. My brother went and bought donuts for us. My mom stayed to help me with my arm, and they actually brought takeaways for lunch, which was nice. And that was it. It was a very chill day. Sunday, my father usually watches his nature shows, so that's what he did, and then we usually watch the movie, but there's never anything good on, so we usually just see what we do. It's also a Sunday night, so it's a lot of prep for the next day. And my father took my sister to school on Monday morning very early, so that was their thing. To end this off, in this day and age, gender norms, heteronormative narratives, all sorts of things like that are thrown out the window. There are people being raised by gay couples, single parents, strangers. Like, there's a lot of ways in which people are being raised. Some of them aren't, and that's a tragedy in and of itself. But I hope you take this day to appreciate your children, and may they appreciate you as well, because even if it's a good lesson or a bad lesson, they will learn something from you. And lessons brings us to the song of the week, which is Daddy Lessons by Beyonce, off the Lemonade album, if I'm not mistaken. Crazy twist on the song of the week, especially it being a female artist for Father's Day. But I didn't want to do your typical Papa Was a Rolling Stone or Luther Vandross's song Dance With My Father again. I wanted to do something different. It is a brilliant song, in case you haven't heard it. If you haven't, go do so. It's amazing. It's got like this country Texas vibe to it. It's really cool. That is it from me. Leave a comment below on what you thought of this episode, if it was too short, if you like it, if you don't, let me know. Check out my Instagram that I will link below, and keep being a better being. That's it from me. Love you. Bye.